John, some great music. As many of you know, I am not exactly a Philadelphia fan when it comes to sports, but many of my good friends and many great people are from the city of Philadelphia. So that one specifically out to my good friend Matt, a great forwardist and a Philadelphian, if that's a word. Let's dive in. This is your weekly North Carolina Forward Party update. I am your host, Patrick Newton. Today is Saturday, April 6th, 2024. Well, we had a very, very busy week. I had the privilege on Tuesday of traveling to Charlotte and attending a forum on guns, gun rights, gun control, gun safety, hosted by the Deliberative Citizenship Initiative, DCI, which is hosted at Davidson College. A real pleasure to be a part of it. Some brilliant people, some citizens really engaging, reminded me of the idea of citizens' assemblies, which I've discussed before, and seeing really democracy in action of people gathering and sharing ideas and trying to make things better on a very controversial topic. So please visit them at deliberativecitizenship.org to learn more, but a great organization doing some great work. Also this week in the headlines, though, I'm sure everyone saw No Labels has made the decision to not run a candidate for president, making a big stir, a lot of reactions, a lot of people happy about it, not happy about it. I will say for myself personally, this is not the official policy or position of the Forward Party, but for myself, it looks to me like No Labels did exactly what they said they were going to do. They laid the groundwork to ensure that if we ended up in a situation with just Joe Biden and Donald Trump as our two choices, they felt most Americans would be very disappointed in that. They wanted to make sure there was an insurance policy, if you will, that we could have a third choice on the ballot. Well, with the rise of RFK and his campaign, No Labels has decided a fourth candidate would only muddy things and confuse the field. This way, we're left with three choices, the traditional two that, frankly, no one seems to be too thrilled about, and RFK. So more on that later, but again, I would say I support and respect the decision of No Labels, and on a personal note, I certainly wish RFK the best, because I don't feel the other two really are a good fit for America. I'll try to be polite and put it that way. So anyway, moving on. Big news coming up next Saturday, 1 week from today. We will be at the Raleigh Convention Center. We've rented a booth. We'll be bringing out our volunteers. We've got some new printed materials that we're super excited to share with people and unveil, talking about our forward formula, who we are, what we're doing. But our main focus will be to gather signatures. As you know, we are trying to gather signatures to gain ballot access in North Carolina. So come out to the Raleigh Convention Center next Saturday, April 13th, and visit us at our booth. Give us your signature. Say hello. Learn some more about the work we're doing. You can go to pridelifeexpo.org. They do require having a pass, but it is free admission. So between now and next Saturday, simply go to pridelifeexpo.org, register for your free badge. You'll get a barcode you can bring. Come into the show. I think it's going to be a lot of fun and an exciting day. Again, it's from 9 to 3 next Saturday at the Raleigh Convention Center. And come by and visit the forwardists while you're there. The last item I have is a call to action. And yes, it does involve fundraising, so I apologize. But as many of you know, money does make the world go round, specifically in politics. So we are asking our members and everyone, frankly, to consider becoming a monthly donor. Could be as little as $10 a month. But monthly contributions really help our party and help us grow and spread the word about this work that we're doing. A standard donation is wonderful, but when someone commits to, again, even $10 a month or $25 a month, it helps us build out a budget. It lets us know that each month we've got some funds coming in that we can rely on to host these great events, to do all the great work we're doing to support better candidates and to get better results for the citizens of North Carolina. So please consider going to our website. Our goal is to have 100 monthly donors by Memorial Day. So please go to our website, NorthCarolinaForwardParty.com, click on donate, and consider making a monthly donation. So that's it for this week, folks. Really appreciate it. But again, visit deliberativecitizenship.org to learn more about that organization. Go to our website or go to pridelifeexpo.org to learn about the event next weekend. Follow us on Twitter at ForwardPartyNC. And of course, always feel free to call or text me on my cell phone number, 973-216-4412. Thanks again, everybody. Have a great week.